A listener note. This episode contains adult language and content. Chapter 4, Unconstrained.
Kay, tell me why my flight is delayed 4 hours. They should have just told us to come back tomorrow. Excuse me, sir. Sir, excuse me. Not you blocking the entire moving sidewalk. Anyway, so I'm going to grab a cocktail and some snacks in the Sky Lounge and try not to lose my shit. See you soon, babes.
Girl, what is taking so long? Actually, let me check this flight app again to make sure I wasn't looking at the wrong flight. Right, 7:15. It is 8:45. It do not take that long to get to baggage claim. Let me call her again.
Girl.
Nigga, I thought you got kidnapped.
Nah, girl. I was with the FBI.
The FBI? Like the Federal Bureau of Investigations FBI?
Yeah. I'll tell you when I get outside. I'm on my way.
Me.
Hey.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you.
Ooh, cute earrings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No. Here. Put your bag in the back seat. You hungry?
Yes. But I need a shower first. Yeah?
Of course. Heard. I mean, we could order in. Like, we don't have to go out on your first night if you don't want to. I could order something while you're in the shower. Whatever you want, girl. It's your world. I'm just glad you're here. Even though it took forever.
Oh, yes. Let me tell you the FBI story.
Oh, ho. Wait. Here. Turn my phone off. There's a black fabric baggie in the glove compartment. Put the phones in there. Turn my phone off, yours too, and put it in the little black Faraday bag that's in the glove compartment. And don't forget to zip it.
Okay. I would ask why you have a...
Are you done?
No. Give me a second. I will not let the zipper chip my nail. Okay. Done.
Now, child, why were you talking to the FBI?
Let me start from the beginning. So you know my flight was delayed. Something to do with the plane, mechanical, I don't know. The airline ended up merging our flight with another, and my first class seat was no longer available. So they assigned me a new seat, and I'm pissed, obviously, because instead of champagne and extra legroom, I'm now squished between two passengers.
Okay.
But it's fine. Woosah. Of course, I complained to the gate agent. They gave me a partial refund and a ton of miles. Anyways, I'm in this middle seat, making the best of it. Put on my headphones to watch a movie, and once we're in the air, the man on my left gradually starts to take up more space than he's allotted. And he's not overweight, he's man-spreading. So I slam my knee against his so he gets a fucking clue. Several times, in fact.
Wait a minute. Were his legs, like, drifting apart because he was falling asleep?
Girl, no. He was wide awake watching a movie just like I was. And nothing was between his legs on the floor. I even lifted the armrest to try to give him a little extra room. Didn't help. Long story short, he started to fall asleep, or so I thought. Then, he removes his right hand from his hoodie pocket, just the right hand, and sits it proper-like on his thigh.
That's not weird at all.
Right. At that point, I decided to play his game.
Wait. You touched him too?
God, no. I pretended to be asleep, didn't move a muscle for nearly 10 minutes. And slowly but surely, his hand started falling from the top of his thigh to where it's now touching my leg.
Mm-mm.
Just the outer edge at first, because remember, our thighs are touching. My first reaction was like yours. Maybe his body was falling asleep. So I waited another minute or so, frozen, did not move. And then you wouldn't believe it. I felt his finger lift up and rub my thigh back and forth.
Oh my God.
Exactly. So I pulled out my phone and snapped photos.
That's my girl.
I picked up his hand off my leg and slammed it against his body, then waited for him to apologize. Girl, he said nothing.
What?
So I took my photos to the flight attendants, and when we got off the plane, the FBI was waiting for him.
Wow. What? Oh my God. Well, first of all, I'm sorry that happened to you. Are you okay?
Girl, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good. Girl, I thought you were being questioned by police because you got caught with something. I was thinking the absolute worst. That's why I had you put the phones in the bag.
Kay, you thought I was a drug mule?
I mean...
Absolutely not. My back door only swings one way, darling.
Oh my God, seriously, I'm glad you're okay. But like, for real, can you imagine? Like how many other women he's done that to while they were sleeping? What a fucking creep. Tell me they arrested him.
I'm not sure exactly. The flight attendants told me they would probably never fly that airline again. And the FBI lady I spoke to said they would mail me the case information and he'd probably end up having to pay a fine or something.
What'd the flight attendant say?
Girl, their jaws dropped to the floor, girl.
As they should.
Okay. Oh, and while I was speaking to them, the gropey passenger suddenly had to go to the restroom, which was conveniently right beside where I was talking to the flight attendants.
Oh, he was trying to spy. Did he say anything? Actually, don't tell me yet. I want to hear the rest of this story after you've had a chance to get settled. The garage door opener, it's in the glove compartment. Can you grab it and click it for me? Did you find the extra bath cloths?
Yes.
I also ordered you some slippers for the house. They're in the cabinet under the vanity.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Let me order us some Thai food. And then I'm going to get caught up on a few emails and social media. You're so sweet. Aw, thanks, funny 3-2-1 bunny. Love that sweater. Thank you, Tashay99. Lose weight. Oh my God. Like, y'all just can't help yourself. It's like, instead of scrolling past something you don't like, you feel the need to comment. I mean, be fucking for real. Is your ego that small that you need to boost it by putting other people down? Lose weight. Thought that was gonna offend me. What's your name? Mike, who are you? You know, it does offend me, Mike Green, 273 from Sacramento. The fact that people trust you to do their hair. Are these supposed to be finger waves? Whose fingers, Mike? Edward Scissorhands? These raggedy EEG looking spikes you call them waves and got the nerve to take a photo. Look, Mom, I'm a hairstylist. You should be ashamed. Shame, 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 Cersei Lannister. Oh, no, wait. Speaking of Cersei, not this woman hair looking like Cersei's shame haircut. I am dead. And this is supposed to be the finished product? Boy, fire yourself. Talking about lose weight. Lose your job, okay? Oh, okay, no. No, I'm not going to get sucked in. Whew, not today. Social media, fast. Whew, let me find something else to focus on. I need to check my dashboards anyway. Oh, this is not good. Wow. Oh, no.
So, as I was saying, after the groper came out of the bathroom, he started apologizing profusely. Girl, he was only making it worse for himself. Why is there a picture of Luke on your computer? Kenna?
Yeah.
Why is there a picture of Luke Dwyer on your computer?
I think Luke's a pedophile.
What?
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.